Welcome to Tipsy Friday Podcast.
Welcome back to Tipsy Friday Podcast, a Filipino podcast that showcases streetwise approach of Filipinos on the challenges and difficulties that they encounter on their daily lives. So what are you waiting for? Grab your favorite brandy, whiskey, or ice cold beer, and let's begin.
Papi Den here, and welcome back to Tipsy Friday Podcast, and this is episode 25. But before we begin, I want to give a shout out to the followers and listeners ng Tipsy Friday. Sana huwag kayong magsawa in supporting this podcast, ha? Sa YouTube, we have 91 subscribers. Maraming salamat sa inyo. Sa Spotify naman, we have almost 200 listeners. Thank you so much. I believe marami pa to kung hindi lang na-reset yung statistics nitong podcast na to last August. Also, shoutout din sa ating media partner, walang iba kundi ang Ambidexter, a digital content marketing company that offers marketing services such as graphic design, content writing, media relations, and many more. You can check them out on their social media accounts, website, or send them an email for more information. Links are on the description of this episode. Now, for today's episode, we will be talking about how listening is a key to sales success. So there are thousands of books, written articles, online courses about listening. Naniniwala ako na lahat ito ay nakakatulong para matutunan natin ang tamang pakikinig. So what I did was to do a research and stumbled upon a book entitled Advanced Selling Strategies by Brian Tracy. Hence, we were able to summarize everything and stick out the most important listening skill sets that would make you a successful salesperson. So if you are ready, then here's the first listening skill. Listen attentively. Ito yung laging sinasabi ng ating mga magulang kapag pinapagalitan tayo o kapag papasok tayo sa school, di ba? Lagi nila sinasabi, "Oh anak, makinig mabuti sa teachers, ha." Ganun din naman sa sales. We have to listen attentively to our customers. You can do it by leaning forward and facing the prospect directly rather than at an angle. You have to focus your attention on your client's face and on his or her mouth and eyes. Part of listening attentively is do not interrupt your customers. Makinig mabuti. Yung tipong parang tumigil na yung paligid mo at wala ka nang nakikita kundi yung customer mo na lang at wala ka na rin ibang pinakikinggan kundi yung sinasabi na lang ng customers mo. So yung abilidad mo to pay close and uninterrupted attention to a person when he is speaking is the primary listening skill. Medyo challenging ito i-develop. Ako man hindi ko pa to masyadong master. Pero pwedeng-pwede at kayang-kaya. Yun nga lang, kailangan mo lang talaga ng practice. The second listening skill is pause before replying. Believe it or not, yung mga master of sales are the master of pause. Importante na we are comfortable with silence. Set aside natin sa ating mga isip na dapat walang dead air. Ang pakikipag-usap at pakikinig sa ating mga prospects ay hindi katulad ng programa sa radyo or sa TV na dapat tuloy-tuloy ang pag-uusap at walang dead air. Sa larangan ng pagbebenta, mahalaga ang paghinto sa mandali. So ganito ang technique. When the prospect finishes talking, rather than jumping in with the first thing that you can think to say, take 3 to 5 seconds to pause quietly. Ulitin ko ha. Oras na tapos na sabihin ng customer mo ang kanyang gustong sabihin or explanations, huminto ka muna ng mga 3-5 segundo bago ka magsalita. Medyo maghintay ka muna at baka naman may naisip pang biglang sabihin yung customer mo. Ang gawin mo, huminga ka muna, relax and smile before saying anything. Yung paghinto ng sandali bago magsalita ay may 3 benepisyo. Una, you avoid interrupting your customer at baka may naisip pa pala siyang sabihin. Tandaan mo na your primary job in a sales conversation is to build and maintain a high level of trust. At ang magandang balita ay, ang pakikinig ng mabuti sa customer mo ay nagbibuild ng tiwala. The second benefit is yung pag-pause mo signals to your prospect that you are giving careful consideration to what he or she has just said. So feeling ng customer mo, nakikinig ka talagang mabuti sa kanya. Kumbaga parang dinadigest mo ng mabuti yung mga sinasabi ng prospect mo. So, ang dating sa customer mo ay ganito. Aba, okay pala to si Papi din. Parang nagre-reflect siyang mabuti sa mga sinasabi ko. The third benefit of pause is for yourself naman. Once the prospect finishes all his or her explanations, you're also giving enough time for your mind to soak every information that you've heard. What would happen is you will be more alert and you will know how to connect to your customer. Connect his words. Connect your knowledge. Lastly, connect your product. So in pausing, the golden time is 3 to 5 seconds. Pwede more than 5 seconds, pero wag naman masyadong matagal. Baka naman isipin ng customer mo na nag-space out ka na. So you pause, let all the information soak in, connect and carefully consider everything before saying your response. So going back to the listening skill, the third listening skill that you need to master is questions for clarification. Minsan kasi may mga hindi klarong sinasabi yung mga prospects. Even yung customer mo mismo hindi malinaw sa kanya yung gusto niyang sabihin. So dapat yung basic operating principle mo as a salesperson is if there is any doubt o yung hindi klaro sa'yo, ibig sabihin nun ay hindi mo naintindihan. So huwag kang matakot, relax lang. Ang gawin mo ay ask for clarification. Don't be afraid to ask questions for clarification. Kapag ginawa mo ito, you are not only getting an opportunity to listen more while the prospect is answering the question, but you're also making sure that what you've heard and what you've understood are the same. So never assume na naintindihan mo yung sinasabi ng customer mo o alam mo na yung pangangailangan niya unless you are 100% sure. We have a tendency kasi na kapag nagsasalita yung customer mo, sumasagot ka na okay po, naintindihan ko. Tapos maya-maya magtatanong ka ulit. Medyo maiirita yung customer mo pag ganun. So dapat after yung customer magsalita, you pause, and kapag hindi clear sa'yo, magtanong ka. The fourth listening skill is paraphrase. Ulitin mo yung sinabi ng customer mo in your own words. Kapag ginawa mo ito, you are demonstrating to your customer that you are really listening and sincere. You are showing your customer that you were paying attention completely. Paraphrasing o yung pag-uulit in your own words is proving it very much to your prospect. When the prospect has finished explaining his or her situation to you, you pause and question for clarification. You paraphrase your prospect's primary thoughts and concerns, then feed it back to him in your own words. Let me make an example. Halimbawa, mayroong isang mommy na nagpunta sa isang car dealership to look for a vehicle. Upon explaining to her sales agent about her preferences, ang sasabihin ng sales agent ay ganito, "Ma'am, ulitin ko lang po yung sinabi niyo para we are sure na naintindihan kong mabuti. You're looking for a vehicle na kasya ang 10 members of your family. You and your family usually going out every weekends with extra baggage. And among the 10 members, I may 4 children. And you are looking for a wider and spacious one. Tama po ba?" So, ayun. Just do the process of pausing, asking clarifying questions, paraphrasing until such time na sabihin na ng customer mo na, "Yes, that's it. Tama ka. Yun ang kailangan namin." Eksakto. So please know that only when having a thorough examination and have mutually agreed on diagnosis are you in a position to begin talking about the product and services. Ibig sabihin, huwag mo muna ipakita yung mga sales materials mo tulad ng brochures, price list, and begin telling your customer how your product and services can solve his or her problems until 70% of the sales conversation is already done. Yes, you heard it right. 70% of the sales conversation is listening attentively, pausing, asking a clarifying questions, paraphrasing, and the final diagnosis. Hanggat hindi ka pa sigurado sa hinahanap o kailangan ng customer mo, hindi pa 70% yon. Dito minsan nagkakamali kadalasan tayo mga sales agent. We tend to close the deal right away nang hindi muna tayo nakikipag-usap mabuti sa ating mga clients. You have to know where to begin first for you to be able to make an intelligent presentation na hindi ka mapapahiya. So mga tol, you become an excellent listener by practicing these 4 basic skills. Practice them every day, no? In front of the mirror or in front of your colleagues, with your boss, and even with your friends. Incorporate the 70-30 rule of active listening into everything you do. make a habit of dominating the listening and let others dominate the talking. The more and better you listen, the more and better people will like you, trust you, and want to do business with you. So bonus is, if you are an excellent listener, you are welcome everywhere. Maniwala ka sa akin. I've experienced it in so many occasions. Minsan nga ako na yung nahihiya at baka hindi ko sila mapakinggan na mabuti. So for my last note, let me borrow a quote from Dean Jackson. Listening is an art that requires attention over talent, spirit over ego, others over self. So that's it for today. If you like this episode, please follow us on Spotify and give us a review on Apple Podcast. We also have a Facebook super fan page. If you haven't followed us, you are very much welcome to follow us on it as well. Until the next episode of Tipsy Friday Podcast. Tagay na mga tol.